Right, well, it has been a very busy day for Doncaster Rovers. They have a new man in charge. His name is Darren Ferguson, and joining me now is Liam Howden from the Sheffield Star and the Doncaster Free Press. How are you doing today, Liam?
Not so bad at all, thank you.
So, Liam, what do you make of Darren Ferguson being the new man in charge?
I think it looks like a very good appointment. He's obviously got a good track record in the division with Peterborough. The chairman of the club made a big point to mention that he's got a 42% win ratio, which that seems to be something that managers are heavily judged on these days, and that is pretty impressive. He also brings good attacking football. I know that Peterborough scored a hatful of goals the last time they were there, so I think it's a decent appointment. And looking at Ferguson in comparison with the other candidates for the role, I think you can see why they went for him.
Of course, you've met Darren today. What did you make of the first press conference?
I thought it were very good. You get this impression that he's perhaps a bit dour, maybe a little bit like his dad. But he were very enthusiastic, looking forward to the challenge. He knows he's got a challenge on his hands. The talk is of trying to push for the playoffs this season, and there's a long way to go to getting them on track to do that. But no, he seems like a genuine guy, and I'm looking forward to working with him.
And looking at the scale of where Doncaster are at the minute, just outside the relegation places, so there is a bit of work for Darren Ferguson to do. In terms of the areas in the team, do you think there's a particular strength where they need to add a few more players?
I don't think they're going to be bringing in a lot of players, given the budget. I think if Ferguson has to work hard to convince the board on certain people, if he does want to bring them in. But there's no doubt that it's an attack where they're lacking at the minute. They have got the quality of players there. Andy Williams scored 22 goals last season in League One. He's just not found his feet at Doncaster since he joined in the summer. It's about sort of, you can see with him that the team, he needs the team to play in his way and feed him, and I think that'll be top of Ferguson's agenda, finding a way to get the best out of Andy Williams at Doncaster Rovers. They've also got Curtis Main, who can chip in with a few goals, got into double figures last season, and Nathan Tyson as well. So they've got the players there. It's just about getting them firing.
And Darren Ferguson isn't the only addition to the backroom staff today. Gavin Strachan has left his job at Ilkeston. I know I follow non-league football. I think Gavin's done a good job up until now, just in the last few months he's been there. But quite a sensible choice to get someone in who he knows from his time at Peterborough.
Yeah, I think it'll be good to have an ally in there as well. Someone who knows that division. It brings a different perspective. He's going to be working with mainly the existing backroom staff at Doncaster so far. So, yeah, I think having an ally will serve him well.
And it's a big game, isn't it, to start off his career in a Yorkshire derby against Bradford City. Just what do you think the fans will be looking for at first? Is it all about the result, or do they want to see the performance shine through? Obviously, they prefer both, but what do you think the priority will be?
I think they'll be desperate to see some progress. I think most will understand that Darren's not really had time to work with him. In fact, he's not actually taking charge tomorrow. His first game will be Tuesday. I think he's realised he's coming in at late notice, and he doesn't want to disrupt the preparations that Rob Jones has done this week. So he'll be watching from the stands. I think the supporters will be looking for an uplift. When a club brings in a new manager, you do want to see that. You want to see that an impression is made. The players are excited by it. They're looking to impress. So I think primarily that's what they want. But given the situation that they're in at the minute, a win would certainly appease them, in case that even if it comes not quite in the most entertaining manner.
And looking at the optimism at Doncaster Rovers, I've seen one of the lines from Darren Ferguson is that Sheffield United and Wigan Athletic really are the only two teams with a far superior budget than anyone else. So he's saying it really is a league that's open to everyone to try and get into them playoffs.
Definitely. I think we sort of knew that at the start of it, and it was very, very similar last season, although probably the three that went up also had fairly decent budgets, as well as Sheffield United, who didn't quite make it. But yeah, I think it certainly is wide open. The results have shown that so far, and I think that there is a chance. We are only 2 months in. They've got some ground to make up, but string a few wins together and they're right up the table. They've got a game in hand as well. If they win that takes them up into mid-table, and that's a great place to start from.